live in concert tomorrow night at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Also tomorrow, we have a new composer of the week. From lunchtime, Donald MacLeod explores the life of Irving Berlin, charting his career from his 1911 hit Alexander's Ragtime Band, which made him King of Ragtime, through his experience of the First World War and his contribution to Hollywood musicals in the 1930s and beyond. Donald's here at midday, or if you prefer, 6:30 tomorrow evening. And in between those two opportunities, live music centred on activity at Wigmore Hall in London. First of all, our lunchtime concert at 1, live from Wigmore Hall with the pianist Jean Eflam Bavouzet. He'll be playing music by Liszt and Debussy, and then later on, the London Haydn Quartet playing live in the InTune studio ahead of their Wigmore Hall appearance. InTune is at 4:30. Well, next this evening on Radio 3, it's time for World Roots with Lucy Duran.
Hello. In this week's World Roots Academy programme, we're going back to Colombia. But rather than another report from the country itself, I'm going to be exploring Colombian cultural life on our very own doorstep here in London. I'm meeting a number of Colombian artists who've adopted the UK as their homeland, and I'll be asking them how they keep their culture alive over here, including, of course, our very own World Roots Academy mentee, José Hernando Arias, who we've been putting to the test this week as we've asked him to collaborate with a number of his UK-based Colombian compatriots for this special edition of World Roots. One musician in particular who's contributed so much to the musical life of this country is Roberto Pla, the veteran Colombian percussionist who's lived here for just over 3 decades, and this year he celebrates his 25th anniversary with his Latin ensemble. Well, here he is in the Maida Vale studios with his 12-piece band, who are a stellar lineup of the Latin music scene in the UK. And I'll be talking to Roberto in a short while about his prolific career in this country. But first, here's a piece they're playing specially for the World Roots Academy. It features the singer Graciela Rodriguez, and it's a tribute to Roberto's mentor, Lucho Bermúdez. So this is Tribute to Lucho Bermúdez by Roberto Pla with his Latin ensemble.
Bien querido, tierra de amores, de luz y ensueños bajo tu cielo. Y primavera siempre en tu suelo, bajo tus soles llenos de adores. Como las mieles que dan tus cañas, tienen tus hembras los labios rojos.
Roberto Pla with his Latin ensemble here in the Maida Vale studios. That was Tribute to Lucho Bermudez. And I'm sitting here with Roberto.
Hi, Lucy.
Roberto, lovely to have you on the programme.
Pleasure to be here.
And with this great sound, really bringing a piece of Colombia to the Maida Vale studios.
Thank you very much. That was a tribute to El Maestro Lucho Bermudez, who I had the privilege to work with him for just over 9 years.
So that was the beginning of your career. And he was mentor.
Yes, of course. He said to me, you don't have to worry about the band is ensemble. You just play and follow us.
And you did that.
Oh, yes.
But then, Roberto, you branched out and you came to the UK. And what was going on here musically for you?
It was like a Latin fusion was happening. Rock and jazz with Latin. It was very good. But then later on, with my mate Stan Rivera, we decided to form a band called Valdez. That was actually the very first Latin band that happened in London. That was in the very early 80s, 81 or 82. And it was just wonderful days. That was the only band in town. Wherever we played, we just...
We
solid.
All followed you,
exactly,
all Latin
exactly,
music lovers,
exactly.
Always were at Roberto Plas.
Remember the day was fantastic. That was Sonido de Londres. Then a few years later, the band finished. Well, I decided to carry on, you know. We formed the Roberto Plas Latin Ensemble, and this year we celebrate the 25th anniversary.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Roberto, what makes Colombian dance music, big band music, different from other Latin ensembles? Is there a special Colombian style?
In this case, I have to speak about Lucho Bermudez. Lucho Bermudez, he took all this folkloric music, porro, fandango, mapalé, all this cumbia, and Lucho took them from the original thing, which is not academic. It's just people play out of tune or anything, but he dressed the whole thing, you know. Very nice. And he became, you know, you could say that he was like our Woody Herman or Benny Goodman. Or, you know, he was fantastic.
But the other thing, of course, about Colombia is that I've met many Colombians who actually think that they invented salsa.
No. That's definitely not.
But, Roberto, even if salsa was created outside Colombia, it's enormously popular in Colombia. And Colombians have a particular approach to salsa, don't they?
Absolutely. And we have a town there called Cali that they use salsa 24/7.
That's the place where I should go, obviously.
Definitely. Yes, it's a terrific
Speaking
place.
Speaking as a great salsa
I've been there many
fan.
Times, and it's a great, great people and very warm people.
But does it have its own approach to salsa? Immediately hear that it's Colombian salsa?
Oh, absolutely. That's what it's all about. It's having their own style.
And what is that? Is that defined by...
Simplicity and flavor, you know. It's simply sophisticated and very effective.
There's a very famous song, a salsa piece called Cali Pachanguero.
Absolutely, like a national anthem in Cali.
A pachanga meaning salsa, a form of salsa.
Absolutely, yes, fantastic. We're going to play that in a minute with Jose Hernando.
You're going to invite Jose Hernando to play on the accordion,
absolutely.
Our World Roots Academy mentee.
Let's play it then.
Roberto Pla with his Latin ensemble, Cali Pachanguero.
Here we go.
Thank you.
That was Cali Pachanguero, performed here in the studio by Roberto Pla with his Latin Ensemble, a 12-piece band. As I said earlier on, a stellar lineup. And you also heard on the accordion our World Roots Academy protege of this year, 2012, José Hernando Arias on the accordion. A very wonderful sound, actually, to hear the accordion in that song, which I've heard so many times. It brings something different to it, a new flavor.
The amount of talent that these guys are in the band is unbelievable. José Hernando, because he's playing the accordion, it's a different key. This guy, they transpose everything right there on the spot.
Is that so?
It was just fantastic, fantastic.
Really?
These guys are the business.
So, José Hernando, what's it like for you to play with a big band like this one?
First of all, I want to say I'm very happy and honored to be beside Maestro Roberto Pla. Now, for me, it was beautiful. It's like a different style, you know, it's fusioning, I don't know, salsa nato. That's how I call it.
Salsa nato. Yeah. Combination of vallenato, your style on the accordion, with salsa.
Just fantastic. We're not going to forget that for a while, I'm telling you.
That's true.
Beautiful.
You know, one thing I've never asked you about, and it seems to me it's a really important part of the sound of your accordion, is that it's not a keyboard accordion, it's a button accordion.
Yes, diatonic one.
How does that affect the actual sound of the accordion, if at all?
Well, the difference in this accordion is that when you press one button and you pull, is one note, and then push in is another note.
So a bit like the harmonica.
Yeah, it's like the harmonica, just a bigger version and, you know, with the bellow. So when I play Cali Pachanguero, you know, it's in a minor key, so I always have to pull. So always make sure that I don't push.
But if you keep on pulling, this is some point where you've got to push the bellows back in, no?
This is when, you know, you have to learn that the same notes when you're pushing in of the, you know, because you can...
So you can get at the same note two ways? On
two ways, yes.
Ah, I see, because you've got buttons on both sides. Mm-hmm. So it must be much more challenging, really, than a keyboard accordion.
Yes, because the keyboard, pushing or pulling, is the same note.
Is the same note. Oh, that's almost like a sort of cheating accordion.
Well, yeah, you can say that.
It's not, well, I can see that it's a completely different approach then. And does it actually have a different sound? Because it has a very folkloric sound. It really brings Cali Pachanguero. It gives it a you know, sabor, as they say in Spanish, taste.
It's the heart of the people. You just been there. You know, it's the heart of the people, el corazón del pueblo en español.
The accordion.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are your memories of José Hernando when he was a small boy, when you first met him? Was he already musical?
Very much so. And his father used to come to our gig with his little boy and the accordion. And Roberto, my son, he loved the music. And listen, I'm the happiest man to be sharing this interview with him, because I know the story behind this boy. And I'm very proud to be his friend, you know, and I wish him every success.
Well, maybe I might have even seen José Hernando in that case. I'm
sure.
Cheeky little boy running around at one of your gigs.
I'm sure. Especially when we're open air, you know, in the South Bank and all these areas where children could go. José Hernando was there.
Wonderful. Well, let's hear one of the most typical styles of Colombia, cumbia. Have you got a song for us that you can do with José Hernando?
Yes, we're going to play a composition by Lucho Bermúdez, actually, and it's entitled Colombia, Tierra Querida.
Colombia, my beloved land.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And incidentally, talking about the accordion, which the heart of the people is like when the Scottish play the pipe. Bang! You know?
Oh, is it the same kind of effect?
Right there. The same effect of the accordion when people listen to the accordion there.
So it's like the accordion symbolizes Colombian identity.
Yes.
Just before we hear the cumbia, how important is Colombian music for the Colombian community who live outside the country?
Well, especially when they listen to this tune that we're going to play in a minute, it's going to touch their heart, that's for sure. I remember every time we used to go to New York to play with Lucho Bermúdez or Los Angeles or anywhere outside Colombia, and we used to play this tune, Colombia, Tierra Querida. There were people crying. This is how much this tune means for the Colombian people, especially those immigrants, the ones that live abroad.
Thank you.
That was one of the classic cumbia compositions called Colombia, Tierra Querida, Colombia, my dear land. And it was performed by Roberto Pla with the percussion part of his band, together with José Hernando Arias, our World Roots Academy protégé 2012. And that was a really wonderful encounter of cumbia with Latin big band percussion, recorded specially for this program at the Maida Vale Studios. But I am now in a very different location, as no doubt you can hear. I'm in South London, in Elephant and Castle, in the shopping center, where there is a restaurant called La Bodeguita, and it's a very lively atmosphere here. This is clearly a part of town that's hugely culturally diverse. But amongst the many different nationalities that you can see in this shopping center and represented in all the different shops and restaurants such as this one is the Colombian community. This is a Colombian restaurant, and meeting me here is someone who's very important for the Colombian community. Her name is Landa Acevedo Scott. Hello, Landa.
Hello. Very nice to meet you.
Lovely to meet you, too. And this is my very first time here. I have to say I've always heard about La Bodeguita and the Elephant and Castle Shopping Center, and it's dreadful that I've never been here before. So, first of all, tell us your own story, because Acevedo Scott suggests a bit of a combination of Colombian and English, perhaps.
American, actually.
Oh, American.
Yeah. American. Well, I've been in England for now 20 years. On and off, I've spent some time abroad, but London, I guess, has been my base for the past 25 years. Initially, my auntie was the first in my family to move here over 30 years ago. And my mum came to visit on a holiday. She fell in love with the Spaniard, and I ended up here for circumstances of life, I guess.
And well, tell us about this organization that you run, which is called Colombiage.
Yes. Colombiage was born in 2007, and really it was born out of my need to reconnect with my roots, because obviously I was born in Colombia. I came here when I was about 12, so I felt this great need to reconnect with my Colombian roots. But on a creative level, it was also a necessity to show Colombia through its vibrant art scene. So much to show musically, literally, artistically, and that's how it all started, really. And now, 5 years on, it's become one of the most important showcases for Colombian talent here in the UK.
Was this a response to an enormous Colombian community in London?
No, absolutely. I mean, I think the Colombian community is the second biggest after Brazil here in the UK.
From Latin America?
From Latin America, yes. For me, one of the big inspirations was trying to bring the Colombian community closer with the British community, because obviously one of the problems that a lot of Latin Americans have is one of integration, because of language, because of class, and a variety of
education,
other reasons. Education as well. So it was really also a way of trying to bring the two cultures closer together in a form of intercultural exchange. And that has worked really well, and I guess that's where the name of Colombiage comes from. It's a collage of people, cultures, and different artistic disciplines.
Things are getting better in Colombia.
Yeah.
The risk of kidnapping is definitely being reduced a lot. How has this impacted on the Colombian community here? The fact that they can now go back and there's an economic boom.
Yeah. I think it means that Colombia has become more accessible. I wouldn't say cheap, but it's a lot easier to go to Colombia. And also there's more of an incentive, because when you do go to Colombia, there is more of a positive feeling about it, and there is a sense of you know, a lot of Colombians, a lot of my friends and some members of Colombiage team are going back, quite a few of them. So I'm sad because I'm losing them, but very happy for them, because they've found these amazing opportunities working in culture over there and bringing what they learn here back to Colombia.
But since we're at this restaurant at the Bodeguita, what kind of food can I expect? Yeah, what sort of typical Colombian food?
Expect to have empanadas, which is a corn-based pasty, and it comes with different fillings. You have meat, you have chicken, and they're delicious. And you usually have them with ají, which is a spicy sauce, which I adore.
So I can expect a good meal here at La Bodeguita.
Yes, definitely, you can.
Well, we're still at the Bodeguita in the shopping centre of Elephant and Castle in South London. And we've now been joined by two musicians, one of whom, if you have been following the World Roots Academy recently, you will know now very well. It's our protege, the accordionist, José Hernando Arias. But also, we've been joined by a wonderful musician who plays the Colombian harp. And his name is Diego Laverde. So, Diego, delighted to have you on World Roots Academy.
Thank you very much.
I adore the harp, and I'm really looking forward to hearing you play here at the Bodeguita, especially for World Roots Academy. This is a great opportunity for us to hear a side of the harp tradition of the plains of that run across Colombia and Venezuela. Let's start with you telling us about yourself. How long have you been in London? How did you come to learn the harp?
Well, it was, let's say, a little bit like a coincidence, because on that time I was 11 years old and my father had a little, like a newsagent, like a little shop. And suddenly a couple of musicians in Bogotá, Colombia. And suddenly that couple of musicians, they start in their own flat a little music school. And they went every day to buy daily things.
To your father's shop.
To my father's shop. So suddenly one day they talked to my dad and they said, Don Efraín, we like to let you know that we are running a music school and maybe if you are interested to put your children there. And he asked, which instruments do you teach? And they said, no, well, we teach the arpa, el cuatro, las maracas, llanera music.
Music of the plains.
Music from the plains. And he said, He said, that's the idea. In the morning, they will go to the school, and in the afternoon, they go to the music school. And it was just 5 minutes by walk. And it was that coincidence. And one day we went...
It's incredible. So you had no exposure to música llanera, the music of the plains, before?
No, before. And suddenly, one day, my dad sent us to that music school, and they show us the instruments. On that time, it was my brother and myself, and then years later, my sister. But on that time, it was they show us, this is a harp, and this is a cuatro, that is the small guitar, and which instrument would you like to play? And I said, whoa, that big one, what's the name? The harp. Okay, the harp. And my brother choose the cuatro.
It's such a wonderful instrument,
yes.
The harp.
Yes.
How many strings does it have?
32. 32 strings.
And it's a very difficult instrument to play well, isn't it?
I think all, in general, the musical instruments has certain level of difficulty, but it's the persistence to keep playing and the motivation to keep doing different things as well, yeah.
So, Diego, just before we hear you play the harp, tell me about how you came and when you came to the UK.
I came to the UK in 2000. I came as part of one ballet company, El Ballet Folclórico Colombiano, and that was the connection. And parallel of that, I was ending my studies of marketing and advertising in Colombia, and I thought, okay, I'm gonna see if there is the possibility to, after the performance, to keep staying in England to study the language and to feel a little bit more of the culture. It was something totally new for me.
So, well, here we are at the Bodeguita restaurant in Elephant and Castle. There is a growing audience of people who've come here to eat, and you are going to be, your music is going to be a surprise for them.
We've
mounted a little stage here for the World Roots Academy. Later on, you'll be joined by José Hernando on accordion. We look forward to that. Diego, we'd like to invite you to play a llanera song, a song from the plains of Colombia.
Thank you.
The person that just played that beautiful harp piece is Diego Laverde, who lives in London and has been living here since 2000, as we heard earlier on. And he's playing here at the Bodeguita restaurant in Elephant and Castle, far away from the plains of Colombia.
Yeah.
But tell us a little more about this tradition.
The harp is quite new.
In Colombia
In Colombia, yeah. The first harpist players, they came from Arauca. That is the one of the counties that is bordering with Venezuela.
Well, when was that? How long ago was that? 100 years ago? 200 years ago?
No. I think it was around 60 years.
Oh, really? Very recent?
Yes, it's very recent. And
it's cowboy music, isn't it?
It's cowboy, yeah. Yes, because I think there was a lot of movement of
cattle
in that area, and before the harp appears, the cowboys carried the cuatro and the bandolas and the guitars, and that was, those instruments were the main instruments. But then the harp came. Well, the reference that I can tell you more is when the harp arrives to Bogota. That is around in the 70s.
Oh, very late.
Yes, 1970s.
In the
70s, when Bogota is the multicultural city of Colombia, and many musicians came from Los Llanos, and some of the musicians were my teachers, you know, and it was in the 80s, where the music, the llanera music, is more spread in Bogota.
Of course, it's probably a good idea to remember that not that long ago, back in the 19th century, Colombia and Venezuela were all one country.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes, definitely.
And here you have this instrument, which is like the quintessential instrument of the plains of Colombia and Venezuela. And we've mounted a little stage for you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you play again?
Yes, definitely. My pleasure.
Thank you. Well, Jose Hernando, our World Roots Academy protege 2012, is getting up on the tiny stage here with his accordion to play for the very first time with Diego Laverde on harp. Both brilliantly talented young Colombian musicians living in London. And that combination that we're about to hear of harp and accordion is, as far as I know, pretty unprecedented, and maybe such a thing could only happen here in London, in the most unlikely of places, a shopping center at the Bodeguita restaurant overlooking the busy Elephant and Castle roundabout. So Diego and Jose Hernando are going to be trying their hand at one of the best known cumbia pieces, La Pollera Colorada.
Y sentimiento grabado con el lenguaje grato que tiene, la tiene Pedro Castro. Y grabado con el lenguaje grato que tiene, la tiene Pedro Castro. We'll be right back. Sola, porque anoche dijo el radio que abrieron el liceo. Como es estudiante, ya se va a Escalona, pero de recuerdo te deja un paseo. Como es estudiante, ya se va a Escalona, pero de recuerdo te deja un paseo. El diabla, de aquel inmenso amor que llevo dentro del corazón, que dice todo lo que yo siento, que es pura pasión y sentimiento, grabado con el lenguaje grato que tiene, la tiene Pedro Castro, grabado con el lenguaje grato que tiene, la tiene Pedro Castro. Thank you. palacio, adornado con rositas y jazmincitos. Tan bonito, blanco y rubio como nació, adornado con rositas y jazmincinos. Pero se metió el verano y lo marchitó, por eso vivo llorando al verme solito. Se marchitó mi lindo lirio y mi blanca rosa, tendré que soportar martirio y terribles cosas. Marchitó mi lirio rojo y fue por culpa del verano. Por eso estoy desconsolado, a ver quién me dejó tan solo. Por eso estoy desconsolado, a ver quién me dejó tan solo.
That was our World Roots Academy protege, José Hernando, on accordion, with Diego Laverde on harp, in a unique collaboration specially recorded for the World Roots Academy. Listen out for our next installment of the Academy. I'll be leaving Elephant and Castle and heading to the relative safety of Colombia itself with our protege, José Hernando. And we'll be following his progress in the accordion competition at one of the country's most important music festivals, the Legend of Vallenato, held in the northeastern city of Valledupar. It's an area of Colombia that's seen more than its fair share of violence and disorder. And as the situation there begins to settle down, we'll also be travelling high into the Sierra Nevada mountain range to record music of some of Colombia's indigenous peoples. Music that eventually came to influence the melting pot of styles that is Vallenato. That's World Roots on the 24th of June and the 1st of July. So to end the programme, let's now enjoy another Colombian dance piece performed by Roberto Pla with his Latin ensemble, specially for us in the Maida Vale studios. This is Loco de Amarte.
Sí.
Roberto Pla and his Latin big band, specially recorded for the World Roots Academy. World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and the programme was produced by Ellen Frisby. Stay with us on Radio 3 for a conversation with the jazz vocalist Melody Gardo. Jazz Lineup is next.
Radio 3 live in concert. From Coventry Cathedral, an anniversary performance of Britain's War Requiem. The City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra perform Britain's work of memorial and reconciliation, 50 years after they premiered it as the cathedral was consecrated. Radio 3 live in concert from Coventry, Wednesday night at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Yes, live music every night, Monday to Friday from 7:30. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high definition online. It's 11 o'clock now. Time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
The tantalizing and rich sound of today's very special guest, vocalist Melody Gardo. Stay tuned to hear her insights and passions on life and music, plus tracks from her beautifully crafted new album, The Absence. Also on the programme, we profile the Cardiff-based Edition Records in the company of its creators, pianist Dave Stapleton and photographer Tim Dickerson. Over the last 4 years, this label has been supporting British talent with consistency and now have a solid and admirable identity to rival any of the established jazz labels. Artists such as Keith Tippett, Robert Mitchell, Jason Yard, Marius Nassette and Phrenesis all release on Edition and are musicians at the forefront of their craft. First up, though, a brand new release from a UK stalwart who, from the very beginning, has moved through the rich tapestry of creative music. Saxophonist Larry Stabbins played with the aforementioned Keith Tippett and Louis Maholo, with Chris McGregor's Brotherhood of Breath, and the UK free scene with the likes of drummers John Stevens and Tony Oxley in the 1970s. In the 80s, he featured heavily in the pop band Working Week and was a major figure in the jazz resurgence of that decade. These days, he goes by the name Stoneface Stabbins. Transcendental is the title of his latest release and features the piano talents of one Zoe Rahman. This is Soul Train. Stoneface Stabbins on tenor saxophone, and Soul Train, which takes its lead heavily from Coltrane's Impressions. Zoe Rahman took the piano solo with Crispin Spry Robinson on percussion, Carl Abel on bass, and Pat Illingworth on the drums. The album is called Transcendental, released on the Noetic label, and is very much a tribute in conception to the work of John Coltrane. Definitely similarities in approach to Courtney Pine's early work. And talking of great saxophonists touched by the genius of Coltrane, Pharoah Sanders has just been announced as the headlining act for this year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival, which runs from the 27th of June to the 2nd of July. And you can catch him at the Old Fruit Market on the 27th of June. That's the opening night of the festival. Well, it's that time of year when the ancient halls of our government headquarters resonate with the movers and shakers of the jazz fraternity. Yes, it's the Parliamentary Jazz Awards 2012, where the all-party parliamentary jazz appreciation group gather together to celebrate and acknowledge the multitudinous achievements in Britain's jazz scene. They gathered together last week, and I can tell you who the winners are. Jazz Musician of the Year is Bobby Wellens. Jazz Album of the Year, Leanne Carroll for Up and Down. Jazz Ensemble of the Year is the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra. Well, congratulations to Tommy Smith on that. Live Jazz Award of the Year, The Spin in Oxford. Well deserved. Jazz Journalist of the Year is John Newey, who runs Jazzwise. Jazz Broadcaster of the Year, congratulations to our very own Jamie Cullum for his show on Radio 2. Jazz Publication of the Year is Jazz UK. Services to Jazz Award goes to John Cumming. The All-Party Parliamentary Jazz Appreciation Group Special Award goes to clarinetist Aka Bilk. Bassist Gary Crosby won for Jazz Education, and here's Gary with the new troupe of 1997 on an original composition called Goree Island.